In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that, among other things, part of the reason why our Lord has come to earth was to teach us to reject ungodliness. And it is in that rejection of things that are ungodly, he says, that we are going to be able to live justly and temperately and in a good, holy manner. But it's that point of the ungodliness. We look around at our society today, and they have rejected godliness. They've rejected everything that there is to do with God. The interesting thing, just as we looked at yesterday with the feast of our Lord's holy name, the more that they reject God, the more that they use his name. So first they try and tell us that he doesn't exist, and then they're constantly using his name. It's like, does he exist or doesn't he? And granted, they're using it in a blasphemous manner. But even that, they're at least acknowledging that he's real. But they're rejecting the reality because they've given themselves over to something else. So, whatever it may be, there are some of them who will give themselves over to the evil one. There are some who will give themselves over to worldliness. St. Paul talks about the fact that lust or greed are both idols or idolatry. And so there are lots of different things, whether it's money or whether it's selfishness or power or pleasure or whatever it may be. There are lots of things that we can make into little gods. We don't necessarily have to have some kind of statue or something that we're burning incense to have these things be our little god. And perhaps, in a sense, even worse than what some of these other people are doing, we give lip service to God. And in essence, we give our hearts to something else. They're blaspheming God, and they're not trying to suggest that they've given themselves over to God. We say that we've given ourselves to God. We say that we believe in him. And then we live in a manner that shows that maybe we don't. That maybe there's something else that's more important than God. If we really think about it, the stupidity of that idea is that everything is going to go away. Everything. All that's going to remain for eternity are the three persons of God, the angels, consequently the demons, and human beings. That's it. The money's all going to be gone. The material things are all going to be gone. Whatever it happens to be, it's all going to be gone. Why would we want to make something so important? Why would we want, in essence, to worship it? Not that we're bowing down before it, not that we're saying, this thing is my God, but it's the way we live. And so again, we're, as our Lord said, this people gives lip service to me, but their hearts are far from me. We don't want to live that way. So that's why St. Paul is telling us the grace of God has appeared, instructing us so that we can reject ungodliness, to reject everything that is against God, not just acknowledging that God exists, because once again, Satan will acknowledge that God exists. He doesn't have a problem acknowledging the existence of God. He refuses to worship him. He refuses to bow down before him. He refuses to look at him as his God. But he acknowledges the existence of God. So we're not exactly doing great just simply by doing that. It's a good thing that we're doing it, but it's not the end all. We need more. We need to live it. We have to put it into practice. So if we're going to reject ungodliness, that needs to show in our actions and in our words. So that's a great thing, again, for all of us to look at and ask ourselves, in the way that I'm living my life, is it a godly life Or am I simply giving God lip service while my heart is somewhere else? We want to be focused truly on the Lord, loving the Lord, serving the Lord. That's what it has to be. So that's a great thing, again, for all of us as we examine our conscience to look at. Are there areas in my life where I have made something else into something of a false god, something that I have elevated beyond where it ought to be? Is there anything where I am simply giving lip service to God, but my heart is not on him? That's why our Lord came, so that our hearts would be fixed on him, so that we could reject everything that opposes him, and we can live our lives truly in union with the Lord.